Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you and welcome, family. This is Tim the Overseer on our Spiritual Freestyle Fridays, and welcome back to Spiritual Sense Life podcast radio show. And we just want to welcome you all back. Again, this is Tim the Overseer with my co-host on tonight, Big Tate Entertainment. And before we get started, we're just going to go ahead and express gratitude and show you all some love. Most of all, we want to thank the Heavenly Father for being here tonight and thank Him for this opportunity. We thank Him for our life, health, and strength, and we are praying for each and every one of you. Again, guys, make sure we are definitely praying for people in this pandemic. You know, I don't do too much news, but I've been kind of paying a little bit of attention and, you know, been getting a little bit of news that there are people out there that is real and there are people that's getting this thing. And so we kind of know someone that, is, you know, that this thing is kind of affected. So just make sure that we are praying and we're lifting each and every one of people out that's in this world that's affected, both financially. As I tell you, I work in the financial institution and it's unbelievable what's going on. So just make sure that we are praying for people, whether it be financial, physical, mental, just any way that we can be praying, any way that we can bless people, make sure that we're doing so. So, again, we are thankful for our health and strength. We're thankful for the Most High is still on the throne, so let's not forget that. So, irregardless of what's going on in the world, he still sits high and he looks low, and he's going to get us through this, and this too shall pass, okay? And I just want to take out the time to say I love each and every one of you with the spiritual agape love from my Heavenly Father, which comes from above. Again, we just want to thank you all for being here and listening on this late Friday night evening. Today's freestyle is going to be about sleeping in church. So, again, we're grateful that you're back for more spiritual food for the soul. So we're going to go ahead and get into it. I got some scriptures that we're going to look at. And, again, Big Tate, just kind of hop in, just get in where you fit in. And tonight what I want to deal with, because it's kind of been dealing with me so much spiritually, just talking to other people in ministry about what's going on in the world. And, you know, it's so many of us believe that Christ is really, really, really on his way back. I mean, it's just so unbelievable that this is happening. And the reason that I say that, because, you know, I'm on social media every now and then, and just some of the things that I'm watching and seeing, and that so many people are not aware that Christ can come back at any time. I'm talking about even people in the church, and this is why I want to talk about sleeping in church. And you may say, well, Overseer, what you talking about sleeping in church? You mean like physically, you know, sleeping in church, like leaning over sleeping in church? No, I'm talking about spiritually sleep. Yeah, brothers, we got people that spiritually sleep in the church, meaning that they are still going on about their daily lives. People are still chasing, you know, their dreams. And it's okay to chase your dreams, but if you don't have a plan, if you don't have a spiritual plan, if you don't have Christ at the forefront of your life, then that's exactly what you're just chasing. You're just chasing a dream that's not even going to be a reality soon. It's not even going to come true because we're on the brink of Christ coming back. And I know that I've shared this before, that my old man used to always teach us and tell us when we were younger. He used to say, we're in that next 2,000 years from Christ, which is this is believed to be 6,000 years since the fall of Adam and Eve, 6,000 years since the fall. We are in the church age. And with the church age, brother, there's a question mark at the church age. What I mean by a question mark, the question mark is this. It's a mystery. This is the mystery age because throughout all of history, time has been given account. They know when things are going to take place. Things were revealed spiritually to the men of the Most High, the prophets of old. The church age is the only age where there's a question mark for time, meaning that we don't know when Christ is going to show up. In fact, the scripture said, Christ said, I don't even know when I'm coming back until the Heavenly Father, Yahweh, tells Yeshua to come back and go get the church. Ain't that something? So, brother, that's what we're talking about tonight. Again, brother, get in where you fit in. I'm going to get into some scriptures. Again, people are sleeping in church. They are spiritual. Now, I don't mean laying on the pew, laying down, sleeping. I don't mean with your pillow. I don't mean with your pajama suit in church. I mean, they is literally spiritually sleep. Now, their spirit got the pillow. You know, their spirit got the pajamas on in church. They just going to church.
Yeah.
To go to church. It's a social gathering. They just there to see who's there. And this is what I was saying to the people some weeks ago when I said, you know, I had to have to distance myself from people in the church. Now, understand this. Let me say this, brother. I'm going to let you go and get some words in. Understand this. What people, see, people don't understand what the church is. People think the church is getting up and going to a building on Sunday morning. No, you got to be the church. See, that's where you make the mistake. Because some people will question and say, well, why don't you go to church? Well, let me tell you something. I am the church. When I give you the word and show you love, that's my responsibility. I'm doing my daily job. I am the church. The church ain't a building. The church is me. This is what Christ coming to get. He ain't coming to get spiritual sense Baptist church or spiritual sense Church of God in Christ or spiritual sense Ford Memorial. He ain't coming for that. He's coming for Tim. He's coming for Big Tate. You see what I'm saying? He's coming for the church. He's coming for us, the believers. And we have to wake up. You need to wake up at this day and time. You remember that old movie, School Days, when Spike Lee would ring that bell in School Days? And they would tell people, wake up.
Yeah, man.
People sleep. People thought they woke. They're not woke. You think you woke just because you know about black history, because you know what's going on in the world, because you know about what the government is doing or what they out here doing to us as a people. But are you really woke? Are you spiritually woke? Are you woke to the extent that you know that it don't matter about what they do to us, that Christ is about to, that Trump is about to blow, and when he do, everything going to stop, and that sky going to crack open, and he going to shout, and he going to call the dead in Christ. Paul said that the dead in Christ shall rise first. And when he cracked that sky open, all those souls in the graves, they're going to come up out the earth. The Bible says over in Matthew, they're just going to rip out the graves. They're going to rip those graves open. The clothes that they had on, the caskets they in, they don't need that stuff. They're going to get a new body, and they're going to have a beautiful, bright garment, so bright that you can't even look at it. Brother, that's what I want. You see what I'm saying? And so that's what we're talking about tonight. Don't be spiritually asleep. Now, if you want to get woke, let's get woke. Amen? Let's get woke. let's get woke like the young folks. If you really want to get see, I tell people sometimes, anytime I say woke, I'm like, well, brother, if you woke, first of all, do you have salvation? Do you know how to obtain salvation? See, the issue that I have is so many churches now are not even talking about this. And it's a shame that people are not talking about the return of Christ is on his way back. We are in the book of Revelation. We are in the last day. We are in the last times, and nobody wants to profess this thing. Nobody wants to talk about that. Instead, Lucifer has got them blinded in the pulpits in most of these churches, and everybody talking about money and prosperity, big houses and big cars.
Right.
Lucifer is deceiving them. Don't know that most of the people in the church is lost. That's the truth. The Bible tells you. It says straight and narrow is the way that leads to salvation, but few goes down. Brother, we just on fire spiritually. I've been on fire all this week, brother. I've been studying and praying and meditating and fasting. And because this thing is real, and I guess I'm just at a shock and at a loss of what I see on social media, what I see every day with people and just talking to people, dealing with people, that the world is really literally asleep for what's about to take place.
Right.
If you want to escape, people talk about this, the Exodus. Man, they don't even know what the – see, the first Exodus was natural when Moses led the children of Israel out of Egypt. But I showed you over in 1 Corinthians. We're going to go there, brother. We're going to go – I'm going to let you get a word in, brother. We're going to go to 1 Corinthians.
No, you're good. Keep on going. I'm enjoying this.
The brother said he's in the spirit, bro. We're going to get in the spirit.
Keep going.
Hey, man, let the spirit lead you. Hey, man. They said when you're on fire, the old pastor said when you're on fire, don't stop. We're going on the first Corinthians, the 10th chapter, and we're going to look at verse 1. It says, Paul said, moreover. Man, Paul said, moreover. In other words, to the most. He said, moreover, brother. Who is he talking to when he say brother? He's talking to the believers. He's talking to the church. He ain't talking to the people out there out there at the clubs and at the bars and out here at the wherever they at partying. He talking to the church, the people who are in the Word day, the people who love the Lord, the people who get up and, out of the beds and come to Sunday school, the people who get up and go to Wednesday night Bible study, the people who do what the pastor asks and follow the writings about the Word, people who are studying and reading the Word daily. He says, brethren, I would not that ye should be. Look what Paul said. Paul said that you shouldn't be. Come on, we the church. Talk to me, brother. He said that we shouldn't be ignorant. Now, when I first read that, you know, I had to do some study and some interpretation and breaking down the word. Paul said don't be ignorant. Now, that's kind of hard to call somebody ignorant. I said, well, why is Paul saying not to be ignorant? He said we shouldn't be ignorant. Why would Paul say, basically said, you don't be ignorant? I love Paul. Paul was strong meat. Paul was my apostle.
Yes,
I love Paul. He said we should not be ignorant. Now, why is Paul saying that? Okay, why is he coming out with such a strong word and saying not to be ignorant? Because, brother, let me tell you something. He talked to the church of Corinth. Sometimes when you're in a church, I'm just going to say it. Sometimes you deal with a bunch of ignorant people. Come on, ooh, look up here. See, I must be on one tonight. Something must have happened because I got to be real because people are ignorant in the church. The pastor tell them one thing, they go do something opposite. But
they go
just,
do another.
This is just real. And there you go, brother. And Paul said that we shouldn't. He said that ye should that you should not be what ignorant. Now watch what he said. He says how that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea. Now, watch this.
Right.
I'm going to show you something. Now, you know, we used to teach about parallels and contrasts and what they call, I think it's called an analogy is what they call it, when we were in school. And you would see some of the same things that happened in the past that are happening present. We're going to get into that.
Yes, sir.
And you say, well, what are you saying? The same thing, let's say Jonah. I'm going to use Jonah as an example. Well, when Jonah went into, was swallowed by the fish, he went into the belly of the fish for what? 3 days. Well, the analogy of that is that Christ went into the belly of the earth. When he died, he went into the earth for 3 days and he rose. Okay, and Jonah did the same thing. He rose. So you see that contrast. You see that the comparison. I mean, you see that comparison. So this is the same thing that's happening. That's about to take place today, and people can't even see it. People talk about the Exodus. They think about the Exodus meaning that we're going to leave this country, but they are not aware that the next Exodus is going to be when Christ comes back to get the church. He's coming back to get the church. He's coming back to get Israel and the engrafted Israel, meaning the people who were not born Israelites, the people who believe also the Gentiles, he's coming back to get them as well. Brother, you're not going to want to miss this. If you ain't got your ticket, let me go ahead and say it right now. If you ain't got your ticket, go ahead and get your ticket. They free. We're getting them out tonight. Your ticket is free to the Glory Bound train. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss this train, the Glory Bound train. Christ is coming back. He's coming back to get us, okay?
Right.
Romans, the 10th chapter, right, verses 9 and 10. Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10. Again, you know, we don't sell people fake stuff over here, okay? We give you the word because, wow, we love you. We want you to be there. I love you. This is why I take the time of my gift to give to you what it was given to me. What's the word?
Right.
Brother,
right.
The word salvation is free. Now watch this dictate. Salvation is free.
Sir.
Now watch this. Salvation is free and easier than drinking water or breathing air. Now you say, why is that? Because every time I want to take a drink, I gotta pick it up and I gotta drink it, right? I gotta work. I gotta do something, right? Every time I want some water, I gotta get the water every time, right? But Christ said that, I am the living water. When he saw the woman at the well, he said, I am the living water, right? That was over in, I think it was over in St. John, if I'm not mistaken. This is why I tell people, when you first get saved, that's the book you need to read and study is St. John. You shouldn't be nowhere. You shouldn't be in Revelation. You ain't probably ready for that. If you're a baby, You know, we don't want you to choke. You're
right,
baby.
Exactly.
Don't try to chew on no steak. That's too much for you. You know, you're a baby. You need to get you some milk, right? We don't want you on no strong meat. But when Christ was dealing with the Samaritan woman, what did he say? He said, if thou knewest the gift of Yahweh and who it is that said to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Man, that's a powerful word. Living water. Not the stuff you got to drink.
Yes,
not this stuff right here. Not you guys. You got to drink that all the time. But he said, whosoever drinketh of this water shall what? Thirst again. He was talking about the natural well water. That's what he told the woman. Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. See, every time I want some water, brother, I got to drink this water every time. Amen?
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
That's just being real. We got to drink this water every time. When you want some water, brother, you go running, exercise, you know you big take. You like the bike ride. So when you bike ride, brother, you got to get you some agua, right? Some water, right?
I got to get it,
brother, right. But it says, but whosoever drinketh the other water that I shall give him shall what? Never thirst.
Thirst.
Right?
That's heavy right
there.
That's
what it says.
Yes, sir.
It said, never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Man.
Boy.
See, if you drink this
you're
water,
waking them
you're
up.
Saved. That's it, brother. It's just a one-time thing. Just a one-time thing. If I want to breathe air, brother, I got to keep breathing, right? Man, if I don't get no water, I'm going to die. If I don't breathe the air, I'm going to die, right?
Right,
but
right.
But with salvation, it's just one time. That's all. Salvation is a one-and-done thing. That's it. All I have to do is have faith. The word says in Romans, the 10th chapter, verse 9, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord, what, Yeshua, and shalt believe in thine heart that Yahweh hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Ain't nowhere in that scripture I see you got to live right, you got to be perfect. And I'm not, now don't get me wrong, I'm not giving you no license to sin. That ain't what the word says. It talks about that ain't giving you no license to cut up. Also, brother, all you mean I got to do overseas is just get saved and I go back and say, no, brother, I ain't tell you. Ain't what I said. I said the hardest part Christ already took care of, right? He died on the cross. He took our sins when he died on the cross. The word says in verse 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, brother, right? So, brother, if you love your wife and kids and family, I love my family, you love your family, I love my brothers, you know, my uncles. See, here's the thing about love. If I love you, I got to do what? I got to tell you. I got to confess, right?
Yeah.
When you love someone, when you agree,
show it.
There you go. Love is man, brother, you speak it. Love is an action. If I tell you that I love you, I got to show you. I got to give you a hug. You know, if it's my wife, I got to give her some sugar. You see what I'm saying? I got to show her that I love her. It's got to come out. I got to confess my love to you. Hey, I love you, right? If we love the brother, we love the, we should be able to tell, you know, people in the ministry, hey, brother, we love you with the spiritual, godly love of the Heavenly Father, and that you be blessed. These are the things that we must do. But this is how we know that we have salvation, because we confess it. I confess my salvation, right? Man, that's a tough word. Let's go back over to 1 Corinthians attention. Brother, if you have anything you want to go ahead and interject, I don't want to you got anything you want to say,
I'm just basically just coming from the perspective of those that are not Bible scholars or really into the word, but just searching, because myself, I grew up very religious, but however, you know, I don't know the Bible as I should. So I'm basically coming from the perspective of those people that are in the same walk that I am. You know, when you're not, you know, because when you're not just like yourself, overseer, knowledgeable, have all the you know, when you know about all the different stories in the Bible and you can actually be able to relate it to different things in your own life, well, there's a lot of people, you know, that are not able to be able to do those things. And so I believe that that's the reason why a lot of people are asleep, because, you know, they never had a solid foundation. Speaking
right,
of myself.
Right, I got
grew
you.
Up Baptist.
I got you.
You understand where I'm coming from? So
right.
Speaking of myself, you know, as of my family, you know, I have some of them that were raised up Kojic. Have some that were raised up Baptist. Have some that were raised up non-denomination. And, you know, but the point that I'm making is that I never had a sturdy foundation where I was made to go, but I wasn't made to learn, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like,
brother,
you send your kids. Huh? You say what?
Go ahead. No, I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
Well, you know, so when I'm speaking for those that are in the situation like myself, you know what I'm saying? And so I'm just asking God to just spare me that I can prick somebody's heart in order to break it down on a level where they can understand it from coming from you, you know what I'm saying? And so sleep, I run across, believe it or not, you know, and I believe that it's just God just sending people in my lane that are non-believers. I have people more now than ever that are telling me, you know, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't do that. And so coming up, now this is just within the last, you know, trimester of my life. I'm 40 plus. And within the last 2 or 3 years, I have been hearing this more frequently versus when I was in my 30s and my 20s and definitely my teens. Everything was all about God, Jesus, you know.
Right.
And I think a lot of people are getting away from tradition is what it is.
Yeah.
Is that, well, my mom, my dad, you know, I seen them slide across their stomachs and stuff, all, you know, praising God or whatever, and I never seen any revelation from it. When basically...
Right.
You know, they're looking at it from a fleshly standpoint instead of a spiritual standpoint, because, you know, and just lately, God has really been molding me and showing me different things. You know what I'm saying? Because see, my foundation has never been rock steady. You know what I'm saying? My foundation has always been pretty much sand instead of concrete. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so
exactly.
So if it's sand and if it rains, guess what? I can shift that sand however I want to shift it, and I can mold it however I want to mold it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And that has been my walk with God. But you have to understand, when I was back at home, like, you know, God talks to me, man, when I'm doing, you know, carpentry type of work. You know what I'm saying? I was back home last week, and God showed me through sand and concrete, I can make things solid. So it's kind of ironic that we're talking about this, because he was sharing with me that, you know, my brother bought some sand. You know, I'm putting up a gate, so I have to, you know, I'm like, well, I need concrete, but he brought the wrong thing. He brought sand. All right.
Right.
So with that being said, I can't, you know, dig posts and put in a solid foundation with just sand, right? You know, over a period of time, it can get hard. But if I put water there long enough, then it's going to soften that ground. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But however, if you bring in that concrete that's mixed with that sand, now you got something. You know what I'm saying? So all I'm saying to you is that, you know, while I was sitting back there in the backyard digging all these posts, you know, God was showing me, and it's funny, man, you know, God comes to you like, if you ever watch Karate Kid, it didn't seem like Mr. Miyagi was showing him nothing. He was like,
man,
I'm waxing on and waxing off. What that got to do with me fighting old boy? But when Mr. Miyagi broke it down to him and say, wax on, wax off, when he was punching him, he was like, you know, all right, wipe this way, wipe that way. And he would block and punch, and then he got the revelation. And I believe that that is what's happening right now, just in my walk, as well as those that are that don't have a solid concrete. Because,
right,
you know, sometimes, you know, when you see things, you're not really aware of really God is teaching you through the most minute, simplest things that
there
you're
you
that you're looking at. You know what I'm saying? You know, I look at it was a revelation to me the other day. You know, when you look at a tree, you just see a tree.
Right.
But the revelation that I got from a tree is I'm a tree, right? And
right.
So with that tree, how many branches can I get from me, which I am a tree? So how many branches can I get out of me? Meaning that one branch could be spirituality. Another branch could be, you know, educated. Another branch could be,
right,
you know, whatever it is that I want to be. But I'm built. I am a tree. So, you know, I know the Bible speaks about being firmly rooted and grounded, you know what I'm saying, by the water.
Right.
So all I'm saying to those that are asleep, you know what I'm saying, how deep your roots are traveling and how many branches that you have attached to you that are Christian light. Because, I, you know, even over the years, me and Tim used to talk about, well, Overseer used to talk about, you know, if you're in my life for a season, if you're a root or you a leaf. You remember we used to have those discussions?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, you know, how deep your roots are running, you know what I'm saying? And are you taking the little things that you see every single day as a test from God, as a lesson from God to show you what your path is and what your destiny is going to be? Because I'm still
I'm still
walking, but I noticed that I'm turning my sand into concrete. You know what I'm saying? I'm mixing to go on walk in my path. You know what I'm saying? But I brought in the analogy of the tree because a tree to me is so valid, because I want to have branches off of me that would be able to extend, you know,
right,
leaves that will be, because guess what? Leaves, you know, everything is seasonal and a tree shows you that, you know what I'm saying? So when it comes fall, you lose your leaves, but your branches are still there. You know what I'm saying? So your branches
right.
are still reaching out, touching your, whatever your destiny is going to be. You know what I'm saying? So all I'm just saying is, you know, we have to wake up, because I just see, you know, right now people read the Bible and they're not understanding the propheticness that is showing, that is teaching. You have to be, I'm not saying a special person to really grasp that information, but you know, Overseer has always had that gift to be able to interpret what he's reading through the Bible. When it just
all
sounds like
Mosai.
Exactly. When it just sounds like thy and thee and all this, and we can't really put it together, but God sends people like him your way, so therefore you can get the revelation. But at the same time, it's up to you to read it. It's up to you to also look at things around you to understand so you can put it together. So you won't
That's
be
right.
in sleep. Because you're right, man. There's a lot of people out here that is just, that are just, I'd say, on autopilot. You know what I'm saying? They just
exactly.
running on autopilot.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like you said earlier, the church is actually in you. It's not the building
That's
that
it.
We go to. And I believe that with the pandemic, God is showing you, because you go to this building, I'm going to shut this building down.
Yeah.
So you can understand
right.
that you need to get it for yourself, because it's going to become
That's
a day
right.
that you're not going to be able to come here and gather and worship and celebrate me. You don't
exactly.
have to do that.
Just me and you.
By yourself. Exactly. And so, and that's like I say, man, I don't have a solid foundation. So I enjoy listening to what you have to say, because I take what you have to say and I dissect it. And so what I can't, and this is for everybody, what you cannot understand what he's saying, even if you disagree with what he's saying, what you have to do is just the part that you can understand and that you can relate to, you know, okay, you got that. But what you got to do is pray about
right.
the other stuff that you can't relate
That's right.
to, that you understand. And what God would do, believe it or not, he would give you a thesaurus, he'll give you a dictionary, he'll give you everything you need to know. You know what
That's
I'm saying?
That's right.
So therefore,
That's
you'd be
true.
Like, oh, man, I get it. I finally get it. It may take you a few. You may get it in 30 minutes. You may get it in an hour. You may get it in a week. You may get it in 3 years. But the point of it is,
That's
you
right.
will get it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Because
yeah.
I'm just telling you. I mean, I'm just, like I said, I'm not Bible savvy at all. And I'm not even going to pretend that
Don't
I am.
Use it, brother.
But all I'm going to tell everybody out there is, that remember Mr. Miyagi, wax on, wax off. You know what I'm saying? It's more to, you think you're just washing cars. Right now you're just looking at this whole thing that we're talking about. Man, they just washing cars. But hey, you take those techniques of that car washing, you got something. You know what I'm saying? Because you'll be like,
right.
oh, Lord, it was just that simple. It was just that simple. You know what I'm saying? But that's why I'm just saying that it's good that we have this conversation. Because I'm going to give it to
right.
you from a perspective of a person that is not Bible savvy, and he's going to give it to you from a perspective of, I am Bible knowledge. You know, I got a degree. I'm degreed in this, and I'm certified in this thing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to give it to you from that perspective, but I'm just going to be the bridge to get you over, you know what I'm saying, to that side.
Amen.
You know, 'cause I understand where y'all at if you're not on that level, because I'm not on that level where he is. But whatever he says, I take what he say, break it down, process it, and whatever I don't understand or I may not agree with, I ask God to give it to me in another way. And believe
That's
it or
right.
not, man, he'll give it to you as simple as
That's
watching
right.
birds
yes,
and animals around you.
Well,
That's
but
all I got to say.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes,
man, that was beautiful, brother, man. You were flowing, man. I said, brother, you're preaching. You know what?
Well,
man,
I appreciate that, man.
Oh, yeah, no, man. I appreciate you. All glory to the Most High, man. All glory to the Most High, because that was so beautiful what you said. I mean, because when you were speaking about so many different things, and one of the things I was thinking about, Randy, was, see, I have to tell people, I love to listen to other people talk about the Most High. And I tell people, man, he can use anybody. It don't matter if it's a person that's learned or a person that's a baby that's on milk. It don't matter if they're on steak, they're on strong meat, or if they're on milk. He can use anybody. And this is what I try to teach and tell people, man. If you don't know nothing else, learn Romans 10, 9, and 10. Why? Because if anybody ever asks you that want to be saved, what must I do to be saved? And you can't answer it. You done lost a soul. You see, we can't afford that, especially now we can't afford that. This is why I teach so much on Sabbath. It has been my call for the past 20 years. When I got saved, I knew what my call was in the ministry. I knew what I was going to do. My job was to teach salvation and to save souls. And that's why I do it, and I study and I break down and have all these different scriptures and verses, because it don't matter what nobody's circular. It don't matter what nobody in any other religion throw at me. Hey, brother, baby, I got something for you. That's just all it is to it.
Yeah.
It ain't coming off cocky. That's coming off confidence, because Paul says we should have confidence. We serve the Most High. Why shouldn't we be confident? Mm. If the world could be confident, why can't we be confident? I serve the Most High
right.
God. I come from royalty. My God is royalty. My God is rich. My God is the creator of all things. And I'm not supposed to have
right,
confidence.
Yes,
I'm supposed to walk weak with my head. Absolutely not. I'm a king's kid. I walk with my head high. Why? Because I serve
yes,
the
sir.
Most High. And that's what it's about. And, man, that was a beautiful, you know, sermon or whatever you want to call it. But that was a beautiful message, because, like you said, you come from the side that where you may say, you like you say, you don't have much Bible knowledge. But you know what? It don't matter.
because he can use anybody. And that's why I say, I tell people, I love to listen to other people because I love to be ministered to. We have to be ministered to sometimes too. And sometimes even the simplest things is the best. That's why I love to hear kids in church. Mm-hmm. I love to hear have kids ask questions when the parents are trying to hush them up. No, no, don't hush them up. Let them speak. That's what we want to see active in the church is children. When Christ said, when he said, suffer not little children, he told them, for such is what? The kingdom of heaven. This is what heaven is like, a bunch of children in heaven. You want to know why? He said, unless you become humble as one of these little ones, you will not see the kingdom of heaven because you have to humble yourself. We have to be humble as a little child. So we have to surrender and say, you know what, Lord, I need you. Just like a child to a parent. We needed our parents growing up, did we not? Our kids need us now, right? So we have to humble ourselves to the Heavenly Father and to His Son and to His Holy Spirit. Man, that was so beautiful, man, because what you were saying, you know, how you were talking about, you know, starting out and, you know, not knowing much Bible, that just took me back to when I first got saved. And I'm going to share this with everyone, man. I didn't know nothing about I thought I knew, but when you read the Bible and you're not saved, you think you know, you don't know. You can't know because it's not for you to know. The Bible says that. The interpretation is by the Holy Spirit. And I just started reading. When I first got saved, all I did was read the Bible and pray. And I would read for hours. My wife would wake up in the middle, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., I'd just be reading. I said, what you doing? I'm just reading my Bible. The Holy Spirit would wake me up. I was going to read my Bible. I couldn't go back. I just read my Bible. And I did that for about like a year. And I don't know what it was, but I believe that's where it came from because I had a zeal to know the Word because I was so dedicated to reading the Word. Because I tell people ask me all the time, how do you understand the Bible? I tell them the Bible is not for you to understand. It's given to you by the Holy Spirit. So you don't try to understand it. It's revealed to you spiritually. And so this is what Paul is saying. He said, I have that you should not be what? Ignorant. Okay? It's for you to know. But the Holy Spirit is going to. There's a time when I get stumped. When I read the Bible, I'm like, man, what in the world? And I sometimes, you know, I'm like, man, this is kind of bothering me when I'm studying. I got to have this. What is the scripture saying? Sometimes, you know, I get so stumped. It's like sometimes you feel like you want to change your whole message, your whole sermon. And the Spirit said, no, just be patient. And I be patient. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit will come back and reveal it to me, what it's saying. And I'm like, man. And I just think that is just so awesome to let the Holy Spirit just minister to you and just interpret the Word and just give you the Word. It's such a beautiful thing. I tell people, man, the Word is so powerful. I tell people, you don't know who you serve, man. I tell people, like you said, talking about that. And that's so funny that you said that because I've been saying that for weeks now. You've been robbing around the people and talking to atheists. You see people on social media talking to them. I'm like, what is going on? Do these people not know that there is a God? You know? Mm-hmm. And like you said, you know, it's a tree and branches and how you like do education and how you may be rooted in the Word. The Bible says we are all things to all men. You know, whatever you need, brother, I am that. If you need a counselor, I am that. If you need a teacher, I am that. If you need a preacher, I am that. If you need a consoler, I am that. This is what Christ was. This is the example that he gave to the church. We are all things to all men. No one is left out. No one is left behind. Right. No exception. We love everybody. We accept everybody. Now, do we accept their ways? Absolutely not, because my Heavenly Father and His Son and the Holy Spirit don't accept everything. But we accept you because we know that. I know that you can be changed. I know who I used to be. I know what I used to do. And I tell people, the only way that I have what I have is because of Him. That's what the Scripture says. Right. You know, I don't have this Bible knowledge. I don't walk around my chest because I know where it comes from. I know, man, I'm telling you, brother. I remember when I first got saved, I was sitting on the first pew, on the front pew, listening to the pastor at the time. I don't know if you remember Pastor O'Neill. You remember Pastor O'Neill? We used to all go to his church. And that's when I first got saved. I remember. Huh?
Uh-huh. No, go ahead. Yeah. But I got a funny story that I was going to tell you after that. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. And I was just sitting on the front pew, And the Holy Spirit just mm-hmm. came to me and said, one day you're going to preach. Oh, man, I was sick. Man, you talking mm-hmm. about sick? Oh, man, I was like, no, not me. I told the Lord and the Holy Spirit, I'm good sitting here being a deacon. I had it mapped out, brother. I was gonna sit on the front pew for the rest of my life and just be a deacon. I was gonna be like the deacons. You remember when you look, you see them deacons on the front pew, they grow old and hair all gray. Mm-hmm. And that was me, but I was ready. I had it planned out. I said, I'm gonna be a deacon until I die. That was it, brother. Because I remember when we was young, man, I remember how when you used to be in church, you used to sing in church. You used to get up there, sing, lead song. I'm like, man, this brother for singing. Man, I would be horrified. I'd be sweating bullets if somebody told me to get up there and sing a song. I said, man, you ain't going to give me this speak a word, a message in front of people. I used to be so mortified to hate school because we have to get up and give these different things of whatever you used to call them things in school. I used to hate that. I have to get up and talk in front of the whole class. I used to be so scared.
Yeah.
And I just knew. I said, Lord, I know you ain't calling me to preach. There's just no way in the world you calling me to preach.
Yeah.
And I used to be so horrified. But, you know, when I finally accepted, I told my dad, and he told me one thing. He said, son, if he calling you to preach, because my dad was a pastor, he said, don't run. He said, that's the worst thing that you could do is run. And it was 4 years later after I had been called. And in 2004, I finally accepted it. And man, I was sick. Man, I walked up the house, I was sick. When he told me, I was like, man, I can't run no more. I got to accept it. And so from there, I started ministering.
Yeah.
And over the time, I became strong in the word. Well, you know, I was already, you know, getting strong, but I became stronger. I became stronger and stand up speaking in front of people. And, you know, now it's like nothing. But then, oh, man, I tell people, man, if he calls you, don't let nothing stop you because, you know, you're going to miss out on your blessing. But, man, I like what you said, man, when you say, when you talk about people, like, not having a foundation and Bible-based teaching, because that is so true. That is the main reason why there are so many lost souls, because people don't teach. It's okay to preach. I went preaching. I preach, too. But you got to teach the people something. You know what I'm saying? You got to teach people because teaching sticks with people. That's what Christ did.
Exactly.
You don't see Christ preaching. He preached, but he mainly what? He taught people. He taught sermons. You know, and that's what you got to do because when you teach people, it sticks to them. So when you teach them, it's like you're showing them. I'm a hands-on person. I'm not a concept person. You can't just sit there. You got to show me. And this is why I go through so many scriptures, because I don't like when people think, well, I don't just make up anything. If I give you something, there's going to be some scriptures, some spiritual foundation to it, and you can go through several different scriptures. Now, it ain't my job to convince you, because Christ said, they're not going to hear me. What makes you think they're going to hear you? I'm not here to, like I told this one brother, I'm not here to convince you on anything. He told me, you ain't convinced me. And I said, brother, I ain't trying to convince you. That ain't my job to convince you. My job is to simply give you the truth in love. It's up to you what you do with it, because if you don't accept it, at the judgment seat, Christ's going to bring it up. You know, I tease people, tell people, you think you seeing some with these 4K and 8K TV, you wait till you get in judgment and you see that, when you see these folks' lives up there on the screen. I joke about that. When you up there on that billion K HD, that billion in screen going to be up there showing your life, he's going to say, see, my servant told you. He showed you and you received it not. So he's going to bring it back. And the Bible talks about these things, man. It talks about that how we are going to condemn every tongue in judgment that tries to stand against us. People don't know what they're doing. They're missing out. I tell you, get your ticket. Right now, we giving away free tickets. Me and Big K Entertainment,
free
tickets.
I like that.
You know what I'm
saying?
Get your ticket. Like my dad used to say, the glory bound train. That was my old man. He said, hey, get your tickets. It's free. Hey, look at here.
Exactly.
It's beautiful. It's immaculate. You're going to get a brand new robe. The glory of this robe is going to be so beautiful. It ain't going to have no stain, no sin on it. You're going to get the lift off. You're going to get this brand new body. You're going to look so immaculate. You know all these people stay in the gym waiting to try to keep all the stuff they got. I just think about that because you know how we play sports. We used to be real fit and all that back in the day. And I think about it. I say, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
the Bible talks about that. It talks about how exercising doesn't profit you that much. That's mainly you're supposed to focus on what? Salvation. So what good
right.
is it for you to profit the whole world and gain the whole world, lose your own soul? And so it's okay
right.
to look nice. I'm not telling you not to exercise. Definitely be healthy and exercise because I still exercise and eat right. But all that means nothing if I don't have Christ. If I'm not saved, it don't,
right.
it don't matter if I can bench 350 pounds or if I can bench 400 pounds. I'm cut and got six packs and I'm the most best-looking, sexiest thing walking across the planet. It don't matter about none of that. Because at the end of the day, if you're not
yeah.
saved, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You're going to look like Thriller when it's on Judgment Day. You're not
yeah,
going to get
you're
going
to like Thriller. That's right. That's right. That's right.
I'm
yes,
just
sir.
Being for real. It's a little funny, but I'm just being for real. And I'm just saying,
yeah.
I don't want nobody to be lost. And I'm not trying to say things to entice you and to encourage. I'm just giving you the truth.
Right.
I don't want you to be lost.
You're giving
don't
the real.
Let, yeah, exactly. Don't let a car, women, money, business, entrepreneurship, a degree, a prestige, organization, whatever you want to call it. Don't let nothing keep you from the kingdom. Don't be fooled by Lucifer. He's selling wolf tickets. He did it to Adam and Eve in the garden. You won't surely die. Man, please, they dead.
Yeah.
They gone. They out of here. And they got to give an account
yeah.
for what they did. This is what Lucifer, I think about all the people who sold their souls, you know, in the entertainment world, where they say, oh, this person sold their soul. And then the actor dies within a year or so. I'm like, see?
Right.
You see, you didn't
right.
buy the wolf ticket. And that's just being real
yeah,
because you didn't sold out to something that wasn't real. And this is what Lucifer, this is the game that Lucifer plays with people's souls, is that he'll sell you on, you can have all this. And that. Remember, he tempted Christ. Now, how you going to tempt
yeah.
the word? How you going to tempt the Son of God? The Son of the Most High. How are you going to tempt him? He's going to tell him. He took him up
mm-hmm.
on a pinnacle and showed him all the kingdom. We're going to tell him, I can give you all this. Man, please. Christ said, you don't even know who I am, do you? If you do, you playing.
That's
you
right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right. So,
you know,
right
and
on
I
that.
I think about the Exodus that's coming. I think about it, and it's like it's just been on my mind. And it seems like now more than ever, the Holy Spirit is just working on the ministers, the pastors, the bishops, the overseers, and just working on them and working on them. And it's all the message now that you begin to see. You begin to see a transition in the Word of God, the Word of the Most High, how people are talking about the return of Christ. I'm telling you, man, get your tickets. Stay free. Hey, man,
mm-hmm.
you're going to get a free ticket. Let me tell you what you're going to get, okay? Brother, can I tell them what they're going to get?
Tell them what they're going
to
get.
With your free ticket of salvation. It's a salvation. It's free.
Yeah.
Brother, it's free. You're going to get your ticket.
Yeah.
The first thing you're going to get, you're going to get the greatest gift ever, which is eternal life. There is no other gift better than eternal life. I guarantee you can't think of nothing better than eternal life. Because whatever you can think of, if you did, you can't enjoy it.
That's right.
So
you
no
ain't
matter
lying.
What you think
now, that's
of,
the truth.
If you like this, huh?
That's the truth.
Yeah. It's like, you know what, brother? I remember this old man told me one time, because, you know, we used to do sales and collections. I remember talking to one of my clients. This old man told me, he said, son, I got all the money in the world. He said, but because I'm sick, I didn't take care of my health, I can't even enjoy it. And when he said that, I just ran through my mind, what profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Now, I know that he was just talking about his health, but I
right.
had to use that analogy. It just came to my mind, and that's so true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
that's true, man.
What,
that's
true. He had all this riches and wealth, but he couldn't enjoy it. He didn't have, basically, he said, I don't have no life. I'm about to die.
Exactly what he's saying.
So, exactly. So think about that. You could think of anything right now in your mind. If you could think of anything right now, what would you like to have? I guarantee you it won't top eternal life, because at some point you're going to die and you can't enjoy then what you're going
right.
to do. So
that's
there's
right,
nothing
man.
In this world that I'd rather have than eternal life. Let me tell you why. Because I'd rather live for all eternity in peace than to have things that's gonna die out, rust, or go to waste, and then I'm going to die and I ain't get to enjoy it. I'd rather live for all eternity with my Creator. Man, it's so beautiful, man. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to get into some scriptures here in a moment, but I just want to share that because this is what you're going to get. You're going to get eternal life. Not only that, you're going to get a brand new body. So, brother, how we looked in high school, we thought we was it. Brother, we're going to look better than that.
Yeah.
Give me
that's
that.
Right, man.
Hey, I want that. A brand new body. Hey, man, you know, I didn't lost my hair. You know, back then, I used to have a box. You know, you used to have a little, you know, hey, man, I didn't lost
my
hair.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't pick up some weight. We didn't lost some muscle. We kind of grand a little
yeah.
bit. Hey, man, we're maturing in age. Things change. You can't get that back.
That's right.
But Christ said, if you obey and you hold tight and you hold fast, this is what I'm going to do for you. He said, I'm going to raise
exactly.
you from the dead. I'm going to come back and get you. Not only that, he said, in a twinkling in the eye, faster than you can blink, you're going to have a brand new, but you're going to be new. New robe, you're going to be beautiful, immaculate. Then he said, I'm going to bless you to live for all eternity with me. Man, give me that. Hey, silver and gold have I none, but he said, hey, what I do have, let me give you Yeshua. He said, let me give you. Some call him Jesus. That's fine if you want to call him. I call him Yeshua. He said, give me Yeshua. Give me eternal
man.
Life. That's what I want. Even if he don't give
man.
Me no riches. But let me tell you what else you're going to get. He talks about that over in 1 Corinthians. He talks about the silver and gold. He talks about over in 1 Corinthians, the third chapter. He said, it's verse 12.
Yeah.
He said, gold,
yeah.
silver, and precious stones. Hey, give me that. It's on top of your eternal life and your brand new body. You're going to get better than $1 billion, better than a trip, better than any amount of money on this planet that you can ever conceive. He's going to give you that. Then he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. He didn't say one. He said a few. He said are many mansions. He's got a place for you, brother. You're going to walk around heaven, streets of gold. And you know what's funny? I saw this brother on YouTube making a mockery of that, and I was just shaking my head. I said, boy, they don't know.
He's going to pay for it.
The Bible talks, yeah, oh, man, the Bible talks about how, you know what, let me just give you some scripture, brother. You know me. I got to go ahead and give them the word because, you know, sometimes people think that you just make, think you're just making up stuff. And
but,
you just,
yes, sir.
You just started playing. You know what I'm saying? No, it ain't no plan. We live this thing. This is what it says over in 2 Peter, the third chapter. It says, watch, this says, verse 3, it says, let's start at verse 4. It says, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Now, I guarantee you, most of these people heard that, hey, they don't read the Bible. But they don't know that the things
right.
they say and do is fulfilled. This is fulfilled in Scripture. It's been prophesied thousands of years ago that people will make a mockery of Christ. It says in verse 9 of the same chapter, it says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. This is talking about Christ.
Right.
As some men, we're talking about the non-believers, count slackness. These are the ones saying, oh, he ain't coming back. Oh, that's a myth. Oh, that's a joke. Man, there's so many people clowning Christ and all this stuff that's going on in the world. It says, but is long-suffering toward usward, meaning the believers, not willing that
right.
any should perish, meaning that the reason that Christ is prolonging his return is because he loves you. He wants you that don't believe. He wants you that mock him and make fun of him that don't believe. He wants you to get saved. Watch this. But that all should come to repent. He didn't say some. He said all should come to repentance. You should
yes,
come to repentance. You want to know why? He said because.
That's good stuff
devil,
right there, man.
Man, all glory to the Most High. Man, the devil
man,
himself.
Hey.
Man.
Boy. You know what God just gave me, man? By
yes,
listening
man.
To what you said. You know, God gave me, man, this to tell everybody is that, you know, living in this world, you know, we go crazy over entertainers.
Yeah.
Me, for one, I have never been the type of person where I just got just starstruck. And maybe because I haven't truly met my true star, you know what I'm saying? Maybe
right.
one of these days if I happen to see, you know, like Cindy from In Vogue, because I like Cindy. You know what I'm saying?
Boy, you so good.
No, I'm just trying to give it to them real.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to get them, you know, because it's great to hear everything that you're saying, and man, I'm with you. You know what I'm saying? But I'm trying to get on those that are not quite on that level yet. And
right.
I'm just trying to get them to see it from another perspective. So God has given me this. You know, if we live in a world to where we honor man over God. And what I mean by that is, you know, I'm a big Prince fan. I love Prince.
Mm-hmm.
I love Michael Jackson. They were the best at what they did.
Right.
I used to watch, and this is where I'm going. I used to watch videos, and you would see people, Tim, I mean, obviously you would see people falling, crying. They'll touch Michael Jackson's feet, man, they'll pass out like he's Jesus or Yahshua. I'm just saying. Now, but see, I'm trying to bring it down to their level where they understand what you're saying. And
right,
so,
exactly.
You know, this is what Overseer is trying to get you to see. And you got to listen. You know, we, you know, Yahshua is way better than Michael Jackson. But just because you're not seeing him in the flesh, you have to see him spiritually.
Spiritually, you
know,
there you go.
When you see him spiritually, you're going to pass out. You're going to start crying. You're going to start doing this stuff that you see people do with Michael Jackson or whatever your favorite entertainer is. When you see him in the airport and stuff like this, you just can't believe it. You do, ooh, everybody cameras are going, did you see Morris Chestnut? Ooh, I'm just,
boy,
you
crazy.
I'm just saying, this is the revelation that you will get when you see Jesus. Now, the thing about is, when I say you see Jesus, you can see Jesus in birds. You can see Jesus
in
people. Because guess what?
That's right.
Right now, whenever you see somebody that God has really, truly touched, you see the Jesus in that person. You see what
I'm saying?
That's right. That's when you should get to crying. That's when you should get to falling out. You know what I'm saying? But because, you know what I'm saying, you don't see the rock star in Jesus that you should
right.
see. Because he's the true rock star. You know
there
what I'm saying?
Go,
he issued the woman. He touched
there
the woman
go.
With the issue of blood. You know
that's
what I'm
right.
saying? He touched the blind man. He's the true
that's
rock
right.
star. He's the
there
true celebrity.
Go,
but nobody
yes,
has ever referenced to him and fell out. Because these are the things that you're not seeing in today, 2020. But let me bring it down to you. Let me show you how that you see it every day, but you don't realize what you're seeing. See, you have to understand, see, we serve a man that every single day, when you sleep, you may not notice, when you sleep, you actually the closest to death that you will ever be.
That's right.
When you sleep. You know what I'm saying? So when God tells your body to wake up, and you're able to look around, and you actually able to see the things that you see, because believe it or not, that there's a lot of blind people physically that see darkness when they wake up. You know
right.
what I'm saying? And so now I'm getting into the scientific part of God, because I'm going to show you how God is, how great he really is. Because, you know, you have seven senses, you know. If you lose one, it just heightens the other, you know.
Right.
So if you can't see, now your hearing is better.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? See where I'm going? And so
exactly.
that is nothing but God. That's God. That's the rock star in God.
That's it.
You know, and Jesus, that's the rock star. Now, okay, well, Tate, I'm still not feeling where you're going. Okay, well, you may not call it that right there. So let me go ahead and go a little bit further. All right, now, I'm going to show you how God is so amazed. We have babies every day.
Mm-hmm.
We serve a God that sends life through a woman, uterus, that's smaller than a quarter. That's called a womb. He sent life through that. So everybody has came from God through this one womb.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So once some people call it wormholes. Some people call it, you know, I can't think of the other terminology, but this is the deal. This is where I'm going. Why you wouldn't want to serve a man,
yeah,
or give him his just due, like Michael Jackson and Prince and
That's
all
right.
of the other entertainers that you see physically.
That's
now,
good
you
word.
Know what
That's
the
good
thing
word.
About it is, you can just see him in an airport, you fall out and you're crying,
man,
and you can't believe you got your cameras out. But I'm just saying,
yeah,
you witness God's given every single day.
Dude, yeah.
Everybody got cousins.
Every
everybody got kids. Everybody. And so when you see a woman push a baby through this little womb,
that's a good word.
God.
That's it.
That's of
that's
God.
It.
So what I'm understanding is why people want to bring up to this atheist thing or not believe that God is real when you still witnessing miracles every single day.
Every day. That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying? You know, so I'm just saying, you know, just the I'm just piggybacking off of what the overseer is saying.
Man, that's
he just
good
gave
word.
That to me because, you know, man, I was just sitting here listening like, wow, man, God is really amazing. But maybe somebody just don't get it by telling him, oh man, God gonna promise you this because, you know, you're gonna have you're gonna be forever young, you're gonna live forever. Okay. Well, you may cannot digest that because that's still a lot of meat. But I'm gonna have to go and bring you back
mm-hmm.
down to some infomil. You know what I'm saying? Some formula.
Infomil.
You know what I'm saying? Bring you some
right.
formula in. Basically that formula is you seeing the goodness of God every single day.
Every
and not
day.
Even realizing it.
Every
because
day.
You have always had sight from ever since you was a baby.
That's right.
So you don't realize how important sight is. You have
right.
always had the use of your activities of your limbs and never been wheelchair
right.
bound. So you don't see the blessing in being able to walk wherever you want to walk. You have never been able to not wake up and see the beautiful sunrise in the west. You know,
mm-hmm.
and set in the east, so you don't you give pretty much take it for granted that
take
you're
for
able
granted.
To.
That's right.
So what I'm just driving home to you is that God, why you don't want to serve, you know, or even seek to find out more about somebody that is such a powerful creator that
yeah,
you know.
You.
It got to be in your mind, like, how in the world am I able to walk? You know, how,
that's right.
you know, I this car that I drive, it has a battery. And with this battery, it has an alternator. And for my battery to charge up, I have to drive this car so it kicks my alternator on. So therefore, it can charge the battery while I'm riding. But see,
right.
God made it with your heart is a battery. But you're not plugging yourself up to a wall to charge yourself for 8 hours every night. You see what I'm saying? Your battery,
right, exactly.
which is your heart, is a continuous heartbeat until God decides to, hey, I'm going to bring you home to go ahead and, you know, save you from all the madness that's in this world. You see what I'm saying? So why you on,
right.
why wouldn't you want to research a man out that, like, wow, how in the world? He created us like this. Why isn't that, you know, we can walk about it and why people think how they do? I mean, it's just so many parts of God that's in each and every person. So that's why, again, we're talking about you being asleep. You're asleep at the wheel.
Right.
You pretty much wake up and you're looking at your loved ones walk around with their own state of mind. Not everybody think alike. That's beautiful. Not everybody think alike. Why is that? Because that's God in each person. You
that's
know what
right.
I'm saying? And the thing about it is now I understand, man, that was, thank you, God, that was just revelation on why he give us free will because we are not robots.
Yeah, that's
he
it.
Can't make
there
us.
There you go, brother.
He just, it's more gratifying when you know, hey, I serve you because I thank you for all what you're doing versus
that's right.
I can program them to serve me.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You know,
that's
my
deep,
dog
that's good word.
Love me because of me. That dog.
That's right.
Don't matter what time I come in that door. I can leave for 5 minutes, come back in. Boy, that dog on my, he's on my knees. Like I've been gone 30 days.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because he realized, you know, that's love. You know, he like, nigga,
yeah.
Dude, feed me. He shelter
right.
me. You know what I'm saying? I don't want for nothing. Man, that's how
right.
we should be to God every
yeah.
single day. You know what I'm
that's
saying?
Right. That's
like I said,
brother.
you can watch the things around you to really understand and see God in different things. That's why I'm just trying to get y'all to understand what Overseer is saying. You know, I know that you done heard this over and over. Oh, yeah, God is coming back. Oh, and this and that. And it sounds like a broken record after a while. But you have to understand, with that broken record, there's reference to it. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? And if you just pretty much look at things around you, you'll know who the true rock star is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And when you see your dog, from your dog to people, you know what I'm saying, to whatever you see God or Yahshuah in, you should be able to fall out, cry, everything, because you see God in those things
right.
that showed up. It's all that I'm saying and all that Overseer is saying. So somebody should be shouting, kicking, hollering whenever he talks about, you know, living forever, being in better bodies, things of that sort, because all that is coming to pass. Just
yeah.
right now, you're not referencing it. You're not understanding it because you still have a question mark in your mind. Is God real? That's the real. Now, that is where everybody is sitting, their question mark. Is God real? Is this just hocus
right.
pocus? Is this just the COVID-19? Is it just political?
Right.
I'm going to tell you. God shows you every day. If you just look at the little things every single day that's around you.
That's right.
That you have no explanation for. He's showing you.
That's right.
I'm here, baby.
It's a good word.
I'm here. Don't let me show up. Because when I show up.
That's a good word.
I'm leaving you. I'm leaving
yeah.
you if I show up. And you ain't. If you don't got that ticket.
You ain't ready. That's right.
I'm going to see if try to get you a ticket tonight. It's up to you.
Free.
If you want it. I'm just saying.
Free, yeah.
It's up to you
it's
if you want it. But, you
yeah,
know,
that's free.
Hey, when we used to go to the fair, Tim, you remember when we used to go to the fair? What did
yeah.
we used to look out for? People giving away free tickets.
Free tickets,
so
yeah.
we didn't have to pay for
free.
It.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, we're about to leave, and we got like 10 tickets. Would you like these? Yes, ma'am. We sure do. I'm going
right.
to ask these 10.
Free
to my 10 now, I got
right.
20 tickets, so I can go and get on the rainbow now. You know what I'm
there
saying? I can get on the rainbow.
Yeah.
So all Overseer is doing is giving you a ticket. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you won't be left behind because it's coming.
Man.
It's coming. And God
it's
is
coming.
Showing you in so many things about, you know, just look
man.
At the seasons. God is showing
yeah.
you, I'm God in the season. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make it snow when it's time to snow. I'm going to make it rain when it's time to rain. I'm going to make it sunshine when it's
the
time
real
to
rain.
Shine. I'm showing
mm-hmm.
you I'm here, and I have always been here because none of this would exist
oh, yes, sir.
Without me. But
there
because
you, go.
You, for granted, because this is something that you were born into and that you see every day,
right.
you're just thinking that it's supposed to be like this.
Right.
When God
right.
has the choice to zap all of this, well, we can pretty much be in darkness.
There
forever.
You go, brother.
He has the power to do that. But the thing about it
that's
is
right.
we are just looking at the situation as this is the way it's supposed to be and this is the way that it is. When God gives you, he has the power to pull the plug on everything. You know, so
that's, right.
that's why I was just sitting here thinking, I was like, man. I was like, man, Overseer's on something tonight because that right there
all glory to the
hit
most
home
high.
For me. That hit home for me. You know what I'm saying? It's just that,
yeah.
I, you know, I'm more of a, you know, when it comes to, and maybe Overseer people are like, more like me. you know, you only believe what you see. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Things that
yeah.
you can feel. You know what I'm saying? People can read stuff, and it's a 50-50 chance that they may grab it. But however, if I can see it and it manifests in front of me, then boom, I got it. That's what it is because I see it. And I get it. If you like that, I get it. I'm like that. But God had to stop me in my tracks, baby, and say, you know what? You don't know who I am, do you?
There you go, bro. That's right.
Oh, let me go ahead. You know what? Let me give you some complications with your heart. You know what I'm saying? Let me give you some complications
wow.
with your feet.
Let
wow. me give you complications with your brain to let you know that, you know what? If it ain't for me, I'm it's because of me that
oh,
you're
yeah.
sane. It's because
That's
of
right.
me that you're walking. It's because of me that you're able to even live. You know what
Man,
I'm saying? So
you
let
know
me
what?
Go ahead and bring some reference to who I am. You don't know who I
That's
am,
powerful.
Do you? You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Sometimes God has to be get black on us. You know what I'm saying? You know, and what
black.
I mean by get black on us, sometimes you just got to be like, hold on, hold on. You want me to pull your card? I'll pull your card in a minute to let you know who I am. You know what I'm saying? And I get it. You know what I'm saying? But
that's right.
I was one of the ones that were that was questioning God. Overseer, am I lying?
No,
you know what
sir.
I'm saying? From the conversation that we had in the past, you know.
No, sir.
I was one of the ones that were questioning God. But you know what? But God has shown me, you know, without happening to take my life, my
yeah.
kids' life that are dear
wow.
to me, to get me to turn around. But if he needed to pull that card,
yeah.
he could have. You know?
Right.
And then, you know, then, because yeah. I hear a lot of this. Well, God took my mama. Whoa, wait a minute.
Man, it's funny you
know
say that.
Well, my mama paid her tithes, and she died tragically. Wait a minute. That wasn't of God. You know what I'm saying? Because God don't have confusion like that. You know
exactly.
what I'm saying? So, and a lot of people hold on to that hurt, and then what happens is what I notice is that people open their mouth, they talk to this person, then they talk to that person. Before you know it, you know, you have a lot of people that's in agreement with that one person because they were hurt for whatever
right,
the situation
exactly.
is. But you have to be
they
wise
relate to one another.
And wisdom. Exactly that. It don't matter how I leave this earth. I can blow up right now in my car. Or my family can blow up right now in my car. And God, please protect my family. But I'm just saying is that
right.
That should not have an impact on who I know is the author of my life. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And the thing
that's
about
a,
it is
that's,
that
a word.
That's where wisdom come in. Yeah, that's where
that's
wisdom
it.
Come in. Wisdom come in is that, you know what? There's a lesson behind everything that God does. Or no, I ain't going to say does, allowed to happen, because he has
right.
to be allowed. So, you know, so my thing of it is that I don't care anything that you have came through, you know, what type of storms that you came through. Well, such and such molested me as a kid, and he was a pastor. Yeah, I'm going there. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's hurting behind that, and they want to hold God accountable because some man then reached out and touched you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because, no, that wasn't of God. But if you look
right,
into it,
exactly.
now, I'm going to tell you, there's a lesson in that situation that you will be able to, if you just really embrace it, I'm pretty sure that you will be able to, you know, change around, put a spin on it, where you'll be able to help somebody else that's going through that same situation. You know what I'm saying? Well, I say,
right.
man, God is working on me. You know what I'm saying? And I believe that, man. A year from now, overseer, you just never know where I'll be. Because within the last 90 days, shoot, man, God has been showing me stuff. And it's crazy that we're talking about, you know, are you asleep? And, you know.
That's it, brother. Sleeping.
That's my word. That's why when you said
yes.
that, I said,
yes,
sleep.
But
you know, I always say, oh, that brother sleep. You know, when you be thinking about the political stuff,
right?
But it's
yeah.
heavy when you say, are you sleep? You know, when it comes to Christ, and I ain't gonna lie, I was sleep at the wheel, but God woke me up before I slammed into
yeah.
a pole.
And that's a blessing.
I'm gonna
brother,
say that.
You know what? That's a huge mandate. I love that, brother. I like what you were saying, because you know, back to what you were saying earlier about the foundation, about Bible based teaching, and the reason why a lot of people are not there spiritually is because of teaching, and you know, and sleeping in church, you know, it's not to mock anyone, to make anyone feel bad. We want people to wake up. This is now the time. If you're hearing the words of my voice, if you're listening to Big Tate and what we're saying, we're just giving you a message tonight that it's time to wake up. This thing is serious. It's real. And the Holy Spirit has just been on me so much, you know, about the return of Christ. And it seems like everywhere I turn, every sermon I'm listening to now, it seems like the spiritual world, the ministers are now waking up to kind of say, hey. And it wasn't even because of this pandemic. What's so funny about this? And I was sharing this with this brother today. I said, you know what? I was on this before the pandemic hit. And it ain't got nothing to do with the pandemic. It's a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual awakening. And most of us have been preaching this for years, for the past 2 or 3 years, heavy in churches. And yet, you know, it's just frustrating when people are just like, you just scratch your head. It's like, okay, am I talking through the walls? Am I by myself? Do people not hear what I'm saying? That we are on the brink of Christ, literally, that trumpet sounding, that sky opening, and us seeing his countenance. And we just want you to wake up. Don't be asleep. And I don't beg people to get saved. I don't try to entice and say things. Here's my thing. I don't try to get people. I don't try to get you to do anything. I don't try to make you get anything. He gives me the word through the Holy Spirit to give to you, and I do as much as I can to break it down, to try to make it as simple, to try to make it make sense. And I know sometimes I may speak over people here, but I do the best that I can not to. Because I know when I first got saved, especially you know when I was in school, I couldn't understand when I used to preach. People were like, okay, what is he saying? And I had to, and you know, the Spirit said, well, Tim, you can't talk to them like you're in class or like you're in school, because they're not going to receive that. And so I had to try to break it down in layman's terms to make it make sense. And when I learned that, that's when the teachings would go forward. And life would come out of it. And that's all I want. I just want you to receive, man. We don't know how powerful, you know, our Lord and Savior is, man. He loves us so much that he's delaying his coming back. That's why he ain't came back. Ain't that he can't come back. He wants you and I to get saved. I'm grateful that he waited until I got saved. I want him to do the same thing for you. But here's the thing that we do know. Time is running out. Because the Heavenly Father Yahweh is going to tell Yeshua, hey, go down and get them. Go get the church. Raise them from the dead. And people think this is a joke. They think this is a children's story when we tell them things like this. But yet, like you say, we see Yahweh in nature. We see Yahweh every day I wake up in the mirror. I see the Heavenly Father. I see his creation.
That's right.
How amazing we are. How smart and intelligent we are as people. People are intelligent, man. That's because we are made after who? Our creator. That's why we create, because we have a creator. We are in his image. And so there are just so many things, you know, that can be said tonight. I know that time is winding down. So I just want to say, we're not going to get close out yet, but I just wanted to say, hey, you know, tickets are free. They're free. I tell people all the time, salvation is free. And I tell people, if people are telling you that you got to climb a mountain or climb Mount Everest to get saved, get away from that. That's a lie from the pits of hell. Christ came and died that you may have life. He did the suffering. He did the hard part. Because why? Yahweh knew that man couldn't do it. We couldn't do it. I can't live perfect. Neither can you. None of us can live perfect. We're going to fail at somewhere, at some point. Something's going to bother us. We're going to think something evil. We're going to speak something evil. Or we're going to do something evil. Paul said it best. I am carnal, soul under sin. Meaning I am flesh. I was born in sin. It's natural. You look at a child, we have to what? Discipline them to do what? Right. Even when they get older, we have to discipline them to do right. It's nature. It's natural for the flesh to fall weak and fall prey to sin. And so Yahweh knew that. And so he had to send his son and say, you know what, the only way that I love man so much, I don't want to lose him to Lucifer, the only way that man can be redeemed is if my son go down there and save him. And that's what he did. He sent his only begotten. The word says in St. John 3:15-16, for Yahweh so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the greatest gift to mankind. How could you not want that? For what? Because somebody promised you a role in Hollywood? Is you kidding me? Because what? Somebody said you're going to get a Mercedes? Somebody told you you're going to put $1 million in your bank? Are you serious? These are how many people, how many people that I've met that have become broke? I've met people who had money that have been broke, been wealthy, been rich. Athletes that used to have money, been broke. Hey, at the end of the day, I got to have the Most High. I got to have my salvation because all these things are going to pass away. When he come back, you know, I make a joke, Big Tate. I make a joke. I say, hey, when he come back and get to church and I'm going, you can have my stuff. You can have my car. I don't need it no more. Yeah. I don't hang on
to
this stuff.
I don't need it no more.
Hey, don't get me wrong. I love my house. I'm blessed. I'm fortunate. I love the things that we have. But I don't get attached to materialistic thing that it makes me. It don't make me. It's a blessing to have. But at the end of the day, I press toward the mark for the high calling and what? Yeshua, the Christ, and the Heavenly Father, Yahweh, and through his Holy Spirit. Why? Because at the end of the day, what I'm going to get in eternity, remember, you're going to spend more time in eternity than you are going to spend in this 5,200 year on this planet. Hey, I want what he has for me in the afterlife. That's what I strive for. That's what I work hard for every day. I ain't working hard for no house or for no car, something that I could lose or something that can happen. It could burn down. Somebody could steal the car, wreck the car. You could lose the car. Hey, you know what? I ain't no better than nobody else. I've lost vehicles before. I've been laid off from work. I've been fired from job. I'm no better than nobody out there. I'm human, too. Right. I deal with the exact same things that every man and woman go through every day. I know the only difference is I choose to follow the Most High, and I let His Spirit lead me and guide me. And that's all I'm encouraging you to do when I say wake up. Hey, get in your Bible every day. Read your Bible. Give Him more of your time because you're going to get rewards for every little thing you do. And you're going to, I mean, you know, and I'm going to share this on tomorrow. I'm going to be back on the air tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Central Time, 7 o'clock East Coast Time, and 4 p.m. Pacific Time. I'll be back on the air, Spiritual Sense of Life. We're going to talk about Revelation. I'm going to be actually in Revelation, the third chapter. We're moving on through Revelation. It's getting good because I'm going to tell you, as we get out to those churches, when we get into heaven, and what Christ and what John was saying is it's going to get very interesting in chapter 4. It's interesting now because, as you can see, time is changing, and we're seeing the things in the world and what the world is asleep, brother. And you know what's so funny, Big Tape? And we're going to get ready to close out, but, man, we definitely going to be back next week. We're going to have to get some more of this. Man, this was great, brother. The things that you shared tonight was awesome. I hope some people was blessed by what you said. I was blessed by what you said. I was like, man, this brother talking about that was awesome, man. What you shared tonight was beautiful, brother. I loved it because the message we get, all glory to the Most High. The point we're getting over tonight is that the world is asleep, and the people that's in church, the whole world, Lucifer has lulled the world to sleep with a lullaby. And the lullaby is distractions. That's the song, distractions. You're distracted by social media, video games, TV, clubs, bars, strip clubs, entertainment, reality shows, money in the bank, businesses, working all day. You are distracted. You name it, it's a distraction. And the Holy Spirit woke me up and it shook me and said, Tim, do you not know that the world is asleep? Talk to them. And I said, you know what? I was kind of slipping. I said, you know what? The world is asleep. Do the world not know that Christ is about to return? They think this is a joke. People out there talking about the Bible, instead of just listening to people like, man, these folks, they halfway. And that's why the Bible talks about in Revelation. I'd rather you be what? Hot or cold, right? It says in Revelation, I think it's the third chapter, verse 16, it says, so then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, it says, I will spew you out of my mouth. In other words, hey, either be with me or don't be with me, because if you're in the middle, you're going to confuse people and you're misleading people. People out here talking about the Bible, not even giving the rightly divided word. It's so hurtful because they are not teaching salvation and love. This is what Christ and our Heavenly Father is about, brother. And I'm going to let you get some words in before I close that, but I just want to share that. We want you to be saved. Hey, get your tickets. They free. Get on the glory-bound train, because when Christ come back, I know for a fact I'm going back with him. And you know what, but I have to say this before I turn it back over to you, before we shut it down. I got to say this. Salvation is a surety thing. Salvation is not a question. And I tell people all this. I hate to hear saints say this, or people in the church say this. I hope I make it. Well, I hope I'm going to heaven. Hey, let me tell you something. If you guessing and not for certain or for sure, I'm just going to flat out tell you, you're not going. Because the Bible says that a man that's wavering, it talks about that over in James, is unstable in what? All his ways. In other words, if you're not for certain, then you're an unstable person. And as you talked about earlier about having that foundation, you have to have a foundation in Christ and rooted in the Most High and know that when he cracked that sky open, hey, I'm going with him. It's just like if you got a ticket.
That's right.
When you got a ticket, you what? You know you're going. You know you're getting in the building.
Mm-hmm.
You know that you're going into whatever it is that you're going to, a football game. If you got your ticket, you what? It ain't no shadow of a doubt that you what? That you going in. That you. And when he comes, I got my ticket. And I talked to my wife.
That's right.
I said, you got your ticket? And she said, I got my ticket. Because I'll tell you right now, hey, for mama, brother, I'm free. For mama, daddy, granny, pawpaw, brother, sister, daughter, son, I love you, but hey, I got to go. I got mine.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm praying, preaching, teaching. Hey, you better get yours. I got mine. I'm going when he come back. And brother, I don't want to take up no more time. We got a few minutes, so I'm going to let you say a couple words and we're going to shut it down. We'll be back on the air, be Yahweh's will, next Friday night, Spiritual Freestyle Friday. We'll be back next Friday night, at 9 p.m. Central Time. So y'all be careful. I know people out there celebrating the holiday. Be very careful, y'all. And, you know, make sure that you're staying safe. A lot of people are going to be out there. We already know they already blowing them up out here now. I can hear them all around my house. I hate it because they be messing up my yard. I have to go out there and pick all that junk out of my yard and sweep it from in front of my house. But people are going to do what they're going to do, brother. But go ahead and take you about a good 60 seconds and get you shut out, brother. We're going to shut it down.
All right. Well, basically, man, what I just want, I have a lot to say, but, you know, I just want to just take this time out just to say, you know, give them go ahead and give them an opportunity to come to Christ. Let this be a time you have 30 seconds maybe to get yourself to Christ or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? If anything that myself or Overseer Tim have said. But, you know, Overseer, if you could just say something real quick, a prayer or whatnot, just so they can get themselves to Christ. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
They want their ticket.
Yes, sir. Hey, tickets are free. Salvation is free. All you got to do is accept it. You know, Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10, which talks about that's what we call a plan of salvation. And it actually runs down to verse 13. Let me read what verse 13 of Romans, the 10th chapter says. It says, for whosoever. That means anybody. It don't matter if you say you didn't sell your soul, if you unforsure, if you did. It don't matter what you have done. It says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's just that simple. All you got to do is call upon him. Verse 9 says, thou shalt confess with thy mouth and the Lord Yahshua and believe in thine heart that Yahweh hath raised him from the dead. That's it. Thou shalt be saved. Good night, y'all. We love y'all. Family, thank you for listening. And remember, you are blessed by the best, the Most High, and you are royalty. I am royalty. Big Tater's royalty. Family, until next time, until next week, this time, 9 p.m. at night, bless the kingdom, and you all have a good night. I love each and every one of y'all, and you can't imagine how much. I love you all. Y'all have a good night. Good night, bro.
Good night.